From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. If retailers seem a little more desperate to get your business right now, that's because they are. It's after Christmas, which generally means most of the buying is already done. But starting this morning, retailers were trying to make up for all the lost ground from a dismal and short holiday shopping season. NPR's Yuki Noguchi has more.
When Catherine Harley ambles out of the Macy's in downtown Washington, D.C., she's hauling a hefty load.
I've got one, two, three, four, five. I have five bags, you're right.
And are you shopping for after Christmas sales this time?
Oh, yes. After Christmas sales, we got some kids' clothes, some men's clothes, and a couple of purses.
But at least in this humdrum corner of the retail world, she appears to be the exception.
I expected to be fighting for a parking spot this morning and fighting with other people, you know, just to get the deals. And, I mean, I'm parked a block away, and, I mean, I'm closer than I would have been at a mall. And, I mean, you could have... It was like a bowling alley in there. You wouldn't have hit anybody. It was pretty empty.
The same could be said several blocks away. There, Moshe Talmor walked into the Urban Outfitters apparel and furniture store that was also advertising a sale, then walked back out. Talmor is visiting from Israel and was sent to the store by his daughters. At mid-morning this morning, he was its lone customer.
There are much less people in the shops. The shops are not crowded as they used to be. I've been in New York the day before yesterday. And it's not the same. It seems that the crisis is doing something for the shoppers.
Scott Krugman is a spokesman for the National Retail Federation and says retail is in crisis mode.
There's a lot to make up for. Right now, retailers are simply trying to minimize that damage, and they're going to try to do that over the next week.
The damage was wrought by an economy in recession, of course, and the critical period between Thanksgiving and Christmas was shorter than usual. Finally, last week's storms in the North and Midwest dealt another blow to Santa's gut. But because the day after Christmas fell on a Friday, retailers are hoping the three-day weekend will turn out to be a bonanza. They're hoping gift cards and clearance sales will bring shoppers back. Krugman says they're even trying to use returns as a strategy. Some stores are extending return policies on the hopes people might come in and pick something else up along the way.
I think one of the biggest things we're seeing right now are the 75% off signs. I think that's tremendous. We're also seeing retailers extend their store hours. And we're seeing them go in with the doorbuster specials post-Christmas. Usually that's something that's reserved for Black Friday. But I think what retailers are trying to do is create an event out of the day after Christmas shopping.
Of course, many shoppers held out for those bargains and may now get them.
Consumers tend to play a game of chicken with retailers, and this year they've clearly won.
And that means while retailers may sell more this weekend, it might not mean much for the bottom line.
We're going to have to cut our profit margin.
That's Ida Polite, a dress shop owner whose store has two signs, one that says big sale and another advertising 75% off.
Everything on this rack is 75% off.
Okay. Normally, the deepest discounts start around February, she says. This year, it began early. All the unsold merchandise simply has to go.
And we find that the sign that we have in the window is a good drawing card for us. It brings people in. They see 75% off, they come in. And then we hope we can sell them 75% off and 10 and 20% off, too.
She smiles, she shrugs, then she turns her attention to the one customer who's come in from the cold. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News.